turn around, bright eyes. It's another episode of this podcast.
I like it.
I thought you like it. I've been saving it.
I bet you have.
For months.
Yeah, I bet you have. So in case you don't know, he's Bill.
I'm Bill.
He's Bill.
And I'm back. It's been a long time.
It's been a while since you've been on the podcast.
I'm glad that I'm back on this show, Bob.
You're player one.
I'm some player one.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's right. I'm player one. That means that there is more than one player.
It's true. There's more than one player. Today we're going to play Tales of...
I've already been hit.
Symphonia.
By an eraser.
Tales of Symphonia.
We hit a lot of A button.
Yeah. So, why don't you just mute this the rest of the way so we don't have to listen to that bullshit? Just do what I say.
Oh, my God. We should have started this podcast like 18 minutes ago, but we've been arguing over whether or not it should be half mute or full mute.
Why is it not mute? Give me the remote.
I hit mute.
You didn't mute, though.
Have a remote.
Cat, don't make noise, TV.
Okay. So, like I said, we got Tales of Symphonia.
We're going to play it.
On the most surprising system that we have yet to play on this show.
Yeah.
The
GameCube. The Wii Cube.
The Fun Box.
The Wii Cube. The Wii X Cube. Cube. Or...
The X Station.
The Game Box. As my mom would always call it, the Game Box. And occasionally she would use the term X Station. But most often she would say Game Box.
There's a person-shaped hole in the wall.
This
game is wacky.
This game is wacky. This game's really fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's really long.
It's so long.
Super
Especially, I mean, I finished it in 11 days when I bought it.
Right.
But
that was in high school. We didn't do anything.
Three of those days were spent flying around the world map looking for the mystery tree because they wouldn't tell you where it was. And I couldn't find it.
You're dumb.
It turned out it was really big. It was it was so big.
You really shouldn't have had that problem.
And I felt really, really bad about, like, all my self-esteem. I didn't do well in my classes because my self-esteem was low.
I don't believe you, but... Alright, I believe you.
Nobody believes me, and thus my self-esteem is low.
Oh, we can move now.
Oh, man, I'm so excited. Nope.
Done.
We're done.
My favorite thing about this game is that the battles were co-op.
Yeah.
So... It was like every other game we played where we were just playing RPG and one person was sitting there, like, not really doing anything. But now that person got to take part in battles.
We need to get together more and play through all of Eternal Sonata. Because it's very similar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We should do that sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. But on that note, the entire condition for this being the game for this episode would be that I would be player one. And I've already switched hands because my hand is tired of hitting the main button. And I don't actually know what's going on.
Yeah, well, we're just trying to get through this bullshit.
Like we got Lloyd, who's friends with
Colette and Genus. I get to control Genus in combat.
Maybe Genus too.
I don't know. We can trigger skits by hitting the Z button.
We're gonna do that so many times.
No.
I'm dying. From soda.
Pretty sure
we haven't even gotten to that one.
You can come out the door. See, there's
no run button. There's a menu button. I don't know how to get out. Oh, then A to go out. Thanks.
All right. Oh, no, we got to go in and set the
world
on controls.
Fire.
No, you got to set the controls so that I'm controlling Genus.
Oh, my God. That's right. We need to get out of this.
We need to get into the menu.
Oh, my God. This is panic mode. So, what else do we remember as I hit this button very loudly?
There are a lot of really funny cutscenes in this game. My favorite one is the one where Lloyd explains why he has two swords instead of one.
Yeah, I remember that now that you mentioned it. That was good.
It's really funny.
It's very straightforward.
Yes, it is, and it's very funny.
Like, one sword does, like, 100 damage.
So two must do 200 damage. Yeah. So it's, like, twice as good to have two swords.
Exactly. It's 200.
That's 100% better. We can save our games on membership, please.
Members, I can't skip the text.
Yeah. All right, hit start or have whatever brings them in.
Some Y button. All
right, okay. Go to
strat.
Yes. Hit. Okay. I can control this. I don't know
why. This is disastrous. Synopsis.
X.
No. No.
That's not...
Synopsis.
No.
No, I didn't think
system.
So.
System.
Customize?
Where did you see that?
In system. No, is that it? It's just customize. There's a cooking system that I forgot about.
Yeah, there is.
And,
We don't know how to make this happen. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. Hold on. We need to go.
Yeah, I know. I saw it, too.
Text speed.
I don't know which one is faster. Lower numbers are faster. Zero.
Yep. No speed is the fastest.
Better on the window. Weird.
I like the brown one.
All
right. Makes me feel like we're playing a game that's made out of wood.
This game is made out of wood.
It's made out of wood. It's an old-timey game. It's steam-powered, but you can't get it on Steam.
So you can just change the color however you want.
It's true.
Battle controls. Attacks, text, defend, menu, delay spell, target change. Use attack, okay.
The instruction manual is so far away.
It is. Don't worry. We got this. I think we're fine. Aha! This is what I was looking for.
Really?
Yeah, because this is how... See, I know now that I have to push the B button to use Fireball.
I don't think that...
that's right. What that means.
I think so.
Yeah, see, look. No, you were wrong. I was wrong.
Yeah.
No. You see, you push B to do Demon Fang, and you push up in B to do whatever this is.
I think B stands for battle.
No. See, because I don't know how to change this guy to manual.
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
Wait, hippie. No. Go back in there. Alright. Wait. No. Okay. We don't know what to do. Wait. Hey, hold on. Start.
Oh my God! Hey, Bobby Smith.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm excited.
I'm in.
And Colette, do whatever. It's fine. But yeah, we played this a bunch over the course.
Yeah,
of
we
summer.
Did. This was really boring. I'm sorry. You have to listen to us stick around in there. Okay.
No, this is a throwback to our fan right. Favorite technical
walk
difficulties.
Walk around.
And that's...
No, you want to go the other way.
I'll go the other way.
A skull's going to attack us. Okay. Remember this part.
Okay, well, we'll have a thrilling battle, and we'll let the good people go to some theme music.
Yeah, don't go this way either. This is not right.
Bob, I'm really upset with you right now.
I know, but it's because you're doing it wrong. I told you already that it's not going to go up.
There were two ways.
No, there was another way.
I went one way, and you're just like, nope.
Nope, there were three ways. So you can go
I guess there were four ways, actually. Yeah. So we're both wrong. But I was more right.
Yeah.
Whoa, it's a monster.
Look, exactly what I said was going to happened. Wow, how crazy is that?
Okay.
Well, know where I am.
Button. Demon Fang.
I'm not sure what happened.
I'm the best person in the game. So we're going to establish that, we're going to play this for a bunch, we'll give you some music, and we'll see if that holds true.
Yeah, alright.
That seems legit.
Yeah, we're going to do some, yeah, we'll do that.
Enjoy the theme music that we argued forever and wound up muting on you.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we muted it. I understand. Okay. You know what? No. No, we're not going to give them the themes for this. It's not as good. We're going to play them a jaunty tune of some kind.
I'm just going to put them in the music because you don't do it. Fuck it, any work after this point.
I'm just saying, like... saying we should give them a jaunty tune.
All right, let's do it.
We're not going to sing a jaunty tune. Steak and eggs and eggs and steak. That's what we're going to have for breakfast.
Breakfast.
Eggs and
all right, so we're back.
And steak and eggs.
Just for real, you guys, we're gonna do what all of you are begging us to do and leave.
Yeah, we'll come back in a while and tell you how good Slash Band was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye bye. I am.
am the fountain of affection. I'm the instrument of joy. And to keep the good times rolling, I'm the boy, I'm the boy. You know the world could be our oyster if you just put your trust in me. 'Cause we'll keep the good times rolling. Wait and see, wait and see. I'll wait and see. Exultation, the sweet disintegration, a few discolorations that it comes along. Obvious what he chooses, the kisses and the bruises, there ain't nothing he refuses, that it comes along, it comes along. And I am lifted, I am lifted, I am lifted. When I'm up I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. When I'm up, I can't get down. Can't get down, can't get level. When I'm up, I can't get down. Get my feet back on the ground. It just
means... I'm relaxed.
Are you?
A little. Also a little bored.
But yeah. That's...
To be fair...
It's a game we play a lot of.
Yeah, we played a lot of it. We played the start. The start of RPGs are a little slow.
This one's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
What?
As far as starts go, it's hour, certainly not Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah. Well, I mean, nothing is. That game has the best story.
That we got so frustrated with and bored with it.
No, there's just so much going on. It's really good. The whole opening sequence is really good. But when you've done it before and there's a bunch of people around you... It's hard to stay focused and get absorbed into the game. That's the problem. Is you, in that instance, nobody's
going to start. We have the exact opposite problem right now. We have a bunch of people who are absorbed into the game, but there's not much to be absorbed to.
Yeah.
It's like being absorbed into
but there was
like
fighting.
A used table.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Just kind of soaked into it a bit. And he's like, this is okay.
Just make that face because I don't believe you, but whatever.
No, it's a perfect analogy of Ben Holmes nodding.
Yeah, probably not. But they're not.
Huh?
I bet they're not.
Write in. If you're nodding. If you're not nodding, nickel us.
Yeah, give us a nickel.
If you didn't nod.
Yeah.
That way we'll count the nickels and see who nodded.
Yes.
This seems legit.
Yeah,
and the easiest way for me to win this argument.
Yeah, just give us a nickel.
Nobody nickels us, I'm just like, see? Yeah, we're nodding.
And what if we get a million nickels?
Then I'd be pretty okay with being wrong at that point, because we just got $20,000. Seems legit.
Shotgun half.
That's fine. Like, at that point.
I get 2.5 cents on every nickel.
We gotta cut out enough costs so we can buy andbetter.com, which is, at the time of this recording, 3,400 euros.
Which is like... that would be...
Times 1.3 last I saw.
Yeah. So a third of that would be like $1,100, give or take. It's like almost... It's like basically $5,000.
It's $5,000.
Yeah.
Today, URL. It's
worth
it.
URL.
It's worth it.
No, I think it is.
Good old
why don't we just have ambetter.org? Ambetter.info, where the info is better. Too good to pass up! That's too good to pass up!
I think we need to just start buying these side URLs and just have dummy pages up where it's something completely absurd and then links the actual site. So you can be the one plastered all over that page.
And better.info.
Dave already pitched and better.biz.
Where the business is better.
Exactly. We're currently though we're better organized, I guess.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. Probably. So what do you think of this game?
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I like it. I like the fighting.
I like the fighting. The fighting's fine.
I like it, though. I like it a lot.
It was way better when we were in high school, because we hadn't run into anything like this.
Yeah, this is very... You know what, though? You know what's crazy about that? It's almost identical to the Super Nintendo version.
Yeah.
Tales of...
Other Tales. Tales of Mario.
No.
Two.
If I had my laptop, I can tell you, but I don't.
Fantasia. It's Fantasia.
Yes. With a P.
I heard it the whole time.
With a PH.
Yeah. Because it is a physician.
Yeah. That's actually how it goes. I played that a little bit.
Tales of Physician Fantasia.
On my...
On your totally legal copy that you bought from some legal person.
Yes.
And you did not pirate.
Yes. Because I don't ever pirate anything, ever.
It's true. It's true.
It's truer than most people say it. It's the most true anyone has ever made that statement. Probably.
I'm really sad right now.
What?
The world, man.
the least piratey pirate.
You don't even have You don't even have a sash.
I don't. I was listening to a podcast the other day about pirates, and
you listen to other podcasts.
They're for real. They made like $500 million. They stole $500 million worth of merchandise in the high seas this past year.
Yep. Pirates are still a thing.
No, but I mean like real pirates, not like
I know.
Not like internet pirates.
No, I know. Pirates are still a thing.
Pirates on boats.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm picturing them in my mind, and I agree with you.
They steal like, oil.
You think I'm being sarcastic and just bandwagoning, but no, this is the thing.
Yeah, they steal shipments of oil and hold them ransom.
Yep. Also, the occasional captain. It's all up in their business.
Yeah.
And that is.
That shit's insane. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's out of control.
It's crazy.
Stop.
Sleep.
Okay, but
you know, it's weird. I started snoring recently.
That's weird. Don't do that.
It's weird.
Couple
no
things. Just, first of all, for some reason,
it's really loud too. Hannah's always like, "You snore so loud."
First thing, I don't know why, but this made me kind of want to watch Angel Player. I don't know why.
It makes me want to watch Carmen Sandiego.
Does not make me want to do that because
the voice of Lloyd is the guy who's the voice of the boy in Carmen Sandiego.
No.
I also think he's the voice of one of the Sonics.
I believe it.
You know the voice of the original Sonic?
Urkel.
Jameel White from whatever that guy's name. He's got some weird black guy name. Well, it's a black name. What do you want from me? There's been studies on that shit.
Yeah.
Don't give your kids black names or car names. It makes it harder for them to get jobs. That's that science. That's science.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give this game a score after you give it a score.
Why?
We all know why. Everyone knows why. Everyone knows.
I give it a 69. Because it's serviceable.
I'll give it a 71. 70. It's a 70.
That's right.
You know what? I give it whatever makes it have to be a 72 because it's a 72.
So you don't get to do this.
You don't get to
overbid just so that you control the score.
No, I just need to give it more. I just need to give it more.
We need to start writing our scores down on a secret ballot because this happens pretty frequently.
I'll only do that if you tell me if your score is an even number or an odd number before I make my score.
Seems legit. My score is an odd number.
Then mine will be two.
Okay. We give this game an odd number.
We give this a whole number. That's what we give it. A whole number that doesn't come out to any digits.
A number this big.
What we're saying is this game is playable and above average.
Yeah.
And if you haven't played it before, you should.
Unless but you've played any it. Of the other Tales games, because they're pretty similar from what I've read.
Yeah, but this one has super hilarious dialogue, and...
They all are...
No, the one that I played before didn't really. It's pretty serial. It's pretty serial. Okay. But...
That makes sense.
This is fun.
It's hard to do a serial, Soul Game.
Well, that one wasn't cel-shaded because it was on Super Nintendo.
It was as cel-shaded as you can be when you don't have any cells.
It was 16 bits.
As cel-shaded as you can be without having any cells.
This is a dumb thing that you're saying.
There was shading.
I like cel-shaded games.
You're fine.
For the era that they were made, they were just, like, better... Games were just better cel-shaded than
Apple.
Yeah, that game's awesome. Except for all the boats.
The boats talk. I think that makes up for
it. No. I played that game exactly long enough for the first time. It was like, now sail halfway across the world, and it takes 30 minutes. And then I was like, yeah, I'm done. Didn't even get that far.
Finish that game.
I played the shit out of all the parts before it, because you got to sneak to the castle and shit.
That was out of control.
Yeah, it was a really fun, really fun game.
If I wasn't super thirsty, I'd say let's do that episode like right now.
Yeah, let's not do that. But we gave this game a 70. Now we're going to drink some soda and tell you about it, but that's a totally different link that you have to click.
Also, if you listen to that before you listen to this one, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Don't do that. We're going to put a disclaimer at the beginning of the other one and tell you that you listen to this first. There's important information at the end of it that you need. Oh, and we should put a code word here. And then if you have the code
blueberry.
Word...
Blueberry.
No, it's not blueberry.
It's blueberry.
It's going to be a much better word.
Blueberry.
And you need the code. You need the code to download the Soda Podcast. We'll make two Soda Podcasts, and one of them will be fake, and one of them will be real. And if you haven't listened to this, you won't be able to get the real one.
Like, 4.5 minutes in, we're just like, fuck you, we were drinking water. What do you want?
Yeah.
Water was fine. I'll give it a 50.
No, it would just be...
I give water a 50.
A 50? You give water a 50?
You give water a 50.
It's way better than a 50.
It's an older red.
No, it's not. It's better than, like, a lot. I give water like an 88.
I don't really anywhere near that.
That's good. I like water. It's the thing I drink the most.
Same here. It's a 50. It's so readily accessible that it's gotta be the middle of the road.
No, it's way better than the most things.
Then we go off the scale from that.
I give, like, milk a 50.
Seems legit.
That's middle of the road. Nobody even likes to drink milk unless you put chocolate in it.
Like, say the word once and be like, yeah. And even the word is average milk.
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 I mean, the word flows better than, like, puke or...
Juke. I actually kind of like to say juke.
But certainly not like union or queuing.
This is completely off topic. So
let's queue up a podcast.
Yeah. Let's do more of what we're doing. But
thanks for maybe visiting andbetter.org. By the way, I don't know if it's up yet.
Yeah,
but thank
or andbetter.info.
Or andbetter.biz.
Or andbetter.net.
Thank you for just typing andbetter into Google.
What about andbetter.tv, where the TV is better?
Andbetter.net, by the way, taken.
What?
It's parked.
It's parked?
Yeah, it's unused, but it's not for sale.
What?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is stolen?
I don't know!
What do they want for it? Offer a nickel.
It's not for sale. I looked.
What?
Yeah, it's not for sale.
Alright. We have someone to murder and...
Maybe they saw Amber.com is 3,400 euros. Let's wait until somebody buys that and be just like, oh, we're going to leech off your traffic. We want $10,000.
Dude, Amber.info has got to be like free because all the .infos are free. Why don't we just get Amber.info?
Because .org is also free.
Well, why don't we just get .org then?
Because there was an argument from one person that won't be named, and then everybody else is just like, yeah, it's fine. Because, like, we're not a non-profit organization. We're not a business, that's for sure. And I figure we're as much of a non-profit organization as Craigslist or 4chan.
I figure it's going to be a lot like MaximumFun.org.
We don't like to say that around here, because then we'll give away what we're doing here. No, seriously, guys at MaxFun are pretty cool.
They are.
Go visit them.
I want to copy them as much as possible because they're very good at what they do.
Jesse is a nice man.
Yeah. We should talk to him.
Should.
Maybe he'll give us... Why are we recording this?
We are.
I know. Why are we? Why are we? That's what I want. I want to know why this is going to be on the internet for people to listen to.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is a conversation that has nothing to do with the podcast. This podcast has less to do with the game that we played than it does.
He's explaining the whole time. I haven't been on the show for so long. I need to establish.
I know. We're bad at it. We lost our rhythm.
And all of our audience.
The the Final Fantasy IX podcast killed us.
Oh my god, it killed us so hard.
It did. And you
then
know
we picked
else?
It right back up as soon as we left. The Worms 3D podcast was fine. The Blood Rain podcast was fine.
I didn't listen to either of those.
The Blood Rain podcast, first one that didn't have a little bit of music in the middle, because I couldn't find any.
Really?
I couldn't. Not anywhere.
Why don't you just
because there's a Blood Rain movie. That's why.
Oh.
Yep. I made it impossible. And Google just threw up. All over. had to change my pants. Because I had a laptop. It was just like... I'm just like, well, I can't put that in.
that's not good at all.
It's not good.
Why did they make a Blood Rain movie? Why did you do Blood Rain? I'll have to listen to that podcast.
Melissa guest starred. And we're just like, bring a game that you thought was awesome in high school, and she brought that.
Oh, okay.
You have like a.
Is Melissa that girl I met that one time? She was here?
No!
Everybody who's not here, I just actually like, decapitated a fake plant.
No, that was Shayna.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. You have not met Melissa.
I haven't.
No.
Alright.
She's nice. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
I don't know if she listens to this.
She probably does.
Probably not.
I mean, probably not. I don't even listen to the episodes that I'm not in.
Oh, man. Listen to the Worms 3D one, because at the start,
we're still recording!
I just say the most retarded shit to fuck with Brian.
Why are we just done recording?
I don't know. I'm so thirsty because we've talked so much.
Let's find out what the sole redeeming feature is.
Okay, maybe this will change the score.
And we'll get on with our lives.
Man,
that Kratos really pisses me off.
Are you still mad that he said you just get in the way?
I mean, I know he's strong and all, but...
I guess I'd feel bad too if someone put down the only redeeming quality I had.
Hey, what do you mean, only?
No, I give that game a 99.
Yeah. It's funny, because his only redeeming quality is that he's good at sword fights.
See you later, pup people.
Yeah, this is.
I feel like they stopped listening.
This has been a podcast that you have listened to, and I love you.
We appreciate that.
And I will talk to you
later.
You're
so tender.
Love you.
Give me the drive.
Just stop.
Oh my god.
Hit stop right now.
Best moves.